This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Business owners in Denver are looking over their receipts now that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game has come and gone. CPR Sarah Mulholland talks to a few about how the event stacked up against expectations.
There's no doubt the All-Star Game brought many thousands of people to the area around Coors Field. They were eating and drinking and browsing at stores. But some businesses say it didn't quite live up to 3 months of hype.
Overall, it was, you know, better than most weekends, but to the extent that everyone kind of was hoping, it wasn't really there.
That's Eric Riggs. He owns Fresh Craft, a craft beer and restaurant. It's about a 10-minute walk from Coors Field. He says he saw the most business during the weekend leading up to the game. But it was pretty quiet once the home run derby started on Monday. Jackson's is directly across from Coors Field. It's known as a place where Rockies fans go to pregame. Service manager Andrew Herber says he saw the most business on Monday and Tuesday when the events at the ballpark got into high gear. Even then, though, it wasn't as busy as he expected.
I thought it was going to be a little more like opening day, which wasn't the case, but it was still a very good turnout.
State and city officials were ecstatic when Major League Baseball decided to move the game to Denver in April. Some economists estimated that the game could mean as much as $100 million in economic impact. The city says it won't be able to quantify the direct benefit to downtown businesses until August or September, when sales tax receipts come in. Megan Steele is a bartender at the Giggling Grizzly, another drinking spot across from Coors Field. I talked to her on the day of the All-Star Game.
We thought it was going to be, like, packed from 11 a.m. on, and it's been, like, a slow burn.
Steele has a theory as to why the bars in the area weren't as crowded as many were expecting.
What we realized is the people that were going to this All-Star Game were, like, really dedicated baseball fans that wanted to be there to see the players, to be part of that more so than the drinking before or after.
She's optimistic local baseball fans will keep the bar humming for the rest of the summer. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In Denver this morning at 74 degrees, Montrose on the western slope at 70. Highs will be in the 90s across much of Colorado this afternoon. This is CPR News.